on 1116 SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki.
George Lenekian in the studio as well. Rugby union overnight. The Blues 34 defeating Queensland Reds 29. The Crusaders 25 defeating the Highlanders 22. Chiefs 46 defeating the Waratahs 31. The Brumbies 32 defeating the Rebels 3.
Yeah, but don't forget the test match, mate. Hey? The Lions absolutely beat the Invincibles, the All Blacks.
Yeah, there you go.
First time in a long time.
Haven't been over there, I think, 18 years.
Sonny Bill Williams, yeah. First All Black in 50 years to be sent off.
Really?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Chiefs are 17 to feed the Hurricanes 14. The Bulls and the Sharks, it was the Bulls 30-17. The Kings 31 defeating the Jaguars 30. And the Stormers 40 defeating the Cheetahs 34. Also should mention two Australian, Richie Porte has endured a tough start to his Tour de France campaign, finishing 49th in a dramatic opening time trial won by Welshman Geraint Thomas of Team Sky. A wet first stage in Dusseldorf. How do you start the Tour de France in Dusseldorf?
Well, it's the Tour of Europe as well now. It's become that big. You have to start somewhere, and they keep moving the posts to make it more exciting for the television viewers, which number in the zillions.
Rain-soaked roads. Alejandro Valverde had a big crash as well. And
look,
as
you
said,
can't win the Tour de France
on the first day,
week,
no, you can't.
But you can certainly put yourself way back.
You certainly can. Time to talk cricket.
Speaking of putting yourself way back,
maybe cricket has done exactly that as well.
Back 20 years, I reckon.
Tom Morris from Fox Sports Cricket joins us to talk about exactly that. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Shebeck. Morning, George. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Excellent. Thank you, mate. Now, this is like a stalemate at the moment. Big executive meeting of the ACA today to see if they can work something out. But, gee whiz, it's looking ugly.
It's very ugly. And today is the day. I mean, today is the day when the Australian cricketers will get together and they'll decide what their next course of direction is. And I guess in the short term, that is the Australia A tour to South Africa. And then in the medium term, it's a tour to Bangladesh and a one-day tour of India. But, I mean, at the moment, there's 230 Australian cricketers that are affected significantly. Many of these aren't on the $500,000 or $1 million like Steve Smith and David Warner. So they've got mortgages and rents to pay, and as of now,
they're unemployed.
And that's the real problem here. But there's also 70 players who are still contracted with their states, and they've got to decide whether they're going to stick with... stick with the players
in
this entire saga, or they're going to, hang on, we're contracted, we can be available for Australia to go to South Africa. So it's a really tough one.
Wow. It's an extraordinary set of... I want to know where James Sutherland is in all of this. Why is he keeping himself in the shadows?
That's a great, great question. Look, in fairness to James Sutherland, he's on the record a few years ago, 6-7 years ago, actually promoting the revenue sharing system. So for this to work, for the revenue sharing system to be significantly modified or cut as Cricket Australia wanted, he had to sit in the background and PIVA had to move forward. But in saying that, it's at a stage now where you've got Alistair Nicholson, the CEO of the Cricketers Association, who is reportedly ready to negotiate, and James Sutherland doesn't want a bar of him. So it's a really interesting one. Look, the reality is James Sutherland, as the CEO, it's on him. And this is his biggest challenge. He's been in that role 16 years. He was promoted early. I think no one could argue that he's done a terrific job helping promote the game. The introduction of the BBL has been terrific. The Australian cricket team has flourished. The players have made more money here and here.
But
if this doesn't work and cricket continues to go down this path next 2 to 3 months...
So much of his legacy.
And the Ashes are affected, then Sutherland's legacy will be significantly tarnished. And that's on him. So, look, he's a smart man. He'll have his reasons, but he needs to get involved soon. Otherwise, this could go really, really pear-shaped for him and cricket in general.
So I suppose the question then needs to be asked, Tom, what needs to happen for this impasse to be fixed? Who needs to move? Who needs to make a decision on moving in regards to fixing this whole situation?
Yeah, it's a great question. Cricket Australia will argue that they did blink first about a week ago when they offered a slightly different offer to the players. They included the state cricketers, which they thought would be able to get through. The cricketers rejected that straight away. That wasn't revenue sharing, that was profit sharing. So if the game makes a loss, then then profit sharing is irrelevant, effectively.
Yeah, it's struggling. They struggle to meet their numbers.
Correct. So cricket wants, or the cricketers want, revenue sharing. And they're not willing to budge on that. They're willing to budge on the smaller details of it. But it's worked for 20 years. And look, my view is that given the status quo is a revenue sharing model, Cricket Australia need a good reason, and they need to articulate it specifically with financial details in order to change that. Otherwise, it won't. And we look back to the Major League Baseball crisis, the mid-1990s. And if you remember that, there was an absolute disaster for the game. It took 5 years for the game to recover. Mm. But the players and the board didn't come together and agree at all then. It was the courts who decided that the status quo must continue. And that's how the game got back on. So really, at the moment, Cricket Australia is not willing to budge. They said they were, but they didn't really budge. The cricketers are certainly not willing to budge. And to be honest, I don't blame them, because they've got options everywhere else in the world, and the landscape has changed. And they're just so far apart. And it's been like this for 8 months, and it's been tit for tat through the media. And look, I'm probably more so on the players' side than in the Cricket Australia side, but I understand that both sides have made mistakes, and it just needs to be fixed for the better of the game.
Yeah, it certainly does.
And it's an Ashes year.
Yes, I know. The Poms would be sitting back there just loving this, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, and the thing is, it is an Ashes year, and that's very important. But think of this proposed 7-match one-day tour of India in September. We can't afford not to go to that. The BCCI would lose it if we didn't send a team, or we sent a really understrength team to India, because that's where the money is.
Yeah.
But there's even more immediate concern than that. It's a real issue. And players like David Warner, it's terrific that they're stepping up and being vocal about it. But action is what's needed, not just words at the moment.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Tom. We appreciate that. Might catch up with you next week and see if there's any movement.
We'll wait and see. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Tom Morris, Fox Sports Cricket, joining us to have a chat about the impasse, as we said, in cricket.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that you've got professionals at both ends and they cannot make a decision. Well, we've come to this impasse and nothing's happening.
Kerry Packer be turning in his grave?
Oh, let's not go there. Let us not go there.
After
but
all the
Ian
work.
Chappell would be spewing. Because all the work that they've done over the years to get the game to where it is today.
Yeah.
And yes, there may well have been a case where some players are being paid extraordinary numbers in terms of dollars and cents. And many of them at the top end have become millionaires. But this is the way the world's changing. The players are finally, after years and years and years, getting paid for what they're contributing. And we're seeing it in America with the basketball contract.
Yep.
Steph Curry, as you said, last 5 years he's been paid about $40 million. The next 5 years, $200 million. So it's payday.
Certainly is. And then, hopefully it'll be payday for
the cricketers,
soon as well. Court to 10, we'll take a break. Boxing and rugby league up next.
A little sparring session coming up.